After by-election swings against him and the loss of his deputy premier, the New South Wales Premier Mike Baird is now under fire from sections of the legal profession. Mr. Baird is being accused of watering down the powers of the state's crime and corruption watchdog. The New South Wales Parliament is debating laws which would radically overhaul the powers of the Independent Commission Against Corruption. The restructure would mean ICAC would have three commissioners, with two having to agree before a public inquiry could be held. The existing commissioner, Megan Latham, would also have to apply for her own position. A number of former judges and ICAC commissioners have spoken out against the changes, saying they reek of political payback. Michael Edwards has this report.
Scandalous, shameful, and a severely damaging blow to the fight against corruption are just some of the terms being bandied about by critics of the New South Wales government's proposed changes to the way the Independent Commission Against Corruption operates.
It's the most extraordinary thing I've seen in legislation of this kind.
That's former ICAC Commissioner David Ipp. He accuses the Premier Mike Baird of carrying out a political vendetta against ICAC.
This has come about after 11 members of Parliament have been forced to resign, and after the Abid inquiry and the Doyle Creek inquiry, when corruption involving many, many millions of dollars was uncovered, it's become extremely strong, and one can only see this as an attempt to protect politicians.
The New South Wales Upper House is currently debating a bill that will create a new ICAC structure headed by three commissioners and spill the current commissioner, Megan Latham's, position 2 years before her term ends. The Premier Mike Baird says there's nothing unusual about making someone reapply for their job in a restructure. But the state opposition claims there is something very suspicious about the changes. The New South Wales opposition leader, Luke Foley, is another claiming Ms. Latham is being punished for her investigation into corruption within Liberal ranks.
No future ICAC commissioner will have the confidence to ever embark on an investigation into corruption inside the governing party of the state, whether it's a Labor or Liberal government, knowing what's happened to Commissioner Latham.
Many veteran observers are also stunned. Quentin Dempster is a former ABC presenter and one of the most respected commentators on New South Wales politics.
What's really raised concern and alarm is that this only became clear yesterday afternoon. On Tuesday afternoon. I mean, the ICAC itself didn't get a copy of the bill until 3:30 yesterday afternoon. And it was put into the Parliament on the day that there was major political ructions in New South Wales with the resignation of Troy Grant, the Deputy Premier, because of the Orange by-election. So there was a little bit of put out the trash, if you like, in media manipulation.
And Quentin Dempster says he too can't help but suspect there is a political element to the new laws.
Everybody in the Liberal and National parties were cock-a-hoop when the ICAC of New South Wales was going after corruption, deep-seated corruption, within the Labor Party and the influence peddling and the slush funding that went on there, and that has been exposed. But in the last couple of years, when it started to follow the evidentiary trail into the Liberal Party, there is a grave concern that because they're getting closer to the evidentiary trail within the Liberal Party, they want to close it down.
The gloss seems to have worn off Mike Baird now.
He's having a difficult time in his premiership at the moment because of very difficult constituent-based backlashes he's suffered through the Greyhound Racing ban, which he's backflipped on, and through council amalgamations. But none of us were expecting that he would break what has been bipartisan support for New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption since it was introduced by the Greiner Liberal National Government in 1988. This is a significant change.
The veteran New South Wales political commentator Quentin Dempster, ending Michael Edwards' report.